Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? I am Skip LaCour. Here you are. Here I am. One more day of MTC, mental toughness conditioning. Hey, I talk about mental toughness conditioning, and I make the metaphor, the analogy of exercise. We're exercising our minds. We're stretching ourselves, our thoughts, which leads to our actions, to what we're aiming for with the result of all this is to have a higher quality of life. Those feelings and emotions that we want, we'll finally be able to experience those emotions, those feelings, those events in our lives to accomplish those goals, those achievements, to have more options, to have more material possessions or status or whatever it is that you really want, right? This is the exercise. This is the process, listening to this Morning Connection podcast, going through me challenging you to think about things in a different way, whether or not you actually change your actions. That's going to be up to you. That's going to be based on your values, your rules, what you believe to be true, and what will be the right path for you on your journey. Sometimes I'm going to stimulate thoughts and you're going to resist and say, that doesn't apply to me, or I don't agree with you on this one, Skip, and that's fine. That's totally fine if it's not consistent with where you want to go in life. I'm just stimulating thought. Sometimes you'll resist and it will marinate. You'll think about it. You'll reconsider. Maybe you're not in enough pain right now. Maybe you're a little too satisfied with the way your life is going, and that could be a good thing. Maybe you should be satisfied. And so what I say to you to stimulate thought and you resist, it doesn't apply to you right now, and it may apply to you later. When you aren't satisfied any longer and you're looking for strategies to take this current quality of your life, and it may be okay, it just won't be as satisfying anymore. You want to take it to the next level. And then you'll say, you know, there was something that Skip was talking about. I think this applies to me now. And that's great too. Whatever it takes, we're all on our own journey to whatever it is, that bullseye that we want. Because at the end, it's just about being happy and really being able to look in the mirror and say, I am happy, right? Without BSing ourselves, without kidding ourselves, without settling and then dressing it up as being happy. No, we're truly happy because we've taken the time to really examine who we are, what we're all about, what we really want for ourselves, our lives, our families' lives. And we're getting as close as possible as we can to really stepping up and becoming that person we really want to be. The goal for everyone is just to be happy, and that definition of happy is going to be different for all of us. What I want to talk about today is a couple of things. Is, again, this is just the process, listening to this Morning Connection podcast, going through the exercises, the 10-second daily disciplines about thinking about what is it that you did yesterday that impressed even you, about thinking about what was that magic moment, taking 3 seconds and visualizing, really stepping into that vision, that goal, that achievement that you really want, that's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in this type of manner, right? Visualizing that moment for 3 seconds a day, about examining is what you're doing right now. Is it really helping you get to that result that you really want, that you've taken the time to stop, analyze, reanalyze, reevaluate, reassess, to make sure that result that you're working for is what you really want in the long term, and not a shorter-term solution like feeling comfortable or satisfied or safe? Because sometimes feeling comfortable, satisfied, or safe in the short term may really compromise what you really want, what you're all about, that result. And then I get you to think about, what is that result that you really want? Those are exercises. That's part of the process. Listening to this Morning Connection podcast is part of the process. Now, I know that listening to this and going through your daily discipline and following through, it can make you feel great to know that you're pushing. You found a source, a mentor, a vehicle, a person to come into your life. I appreciate that. I really appreciate you letting me step into your life and to give my thoughts, views of the world, and taking what you can and applying to your life. I appreciate that. I will not let you down. I appreciate that. You found all these things. You found this system. You found this daily discipline. That's just part of the process, though. Right? That's just part of the exercise. The question would be, okay, now that you have this stronger mind, you have these stronger thoughts, you have developed this process to develop those stronger thoughts, which lead to stronger actions, are you getting the results? Are you getting the results? Use the analogy, the exercise analogy of the gym. And so you have a great bench press, right? Great squats, great exercise, do some great cardio, all part of the process. That process can seem fun, exciting. You love going to the gym. You love working out. And if you don't, and you do it anyway, that maybe is applicable here too. But really, why are you going to the gym? It's to be more healthy, right? Hopefully, to more muscle tone, less body fat, better blood circulation, oxygen circulation, more energy. The result is to be healthy. Or maybe the result is to have a better looking body, right? Something that you can be proud of that represents who you are, what you're all about. Attractiveness, right? It's not really people, unless they go to the gym and see you exercise, or it's not you being a power lifter, how much weight you can lift, how well you do it. That's just all part of the process. So when you go to work, when you show up with your friends, when you show up with your family, you have less body fat, maybe more muscle, a better posture. You're healthy. You're going to live a long life. You have more energy to connect, to produce at a higher level, right? So working out in the gym is just part of the process. The result is in your healthy, more attractive body, right? So this Morning Connection podcast and all the lessons that we go through is part of the process. It's something to be happy that you're going through, proud of yourself. Maybe you go through a series of emotions that make you feel good. But I always want to make sure that you're not happy with going through this process. Not that you just go to the gym every single day, that you actually are focused on those results, that physical body, that health. So for what we're talking about here, they actually take this out to the world and you actually produce, you step up, you use all the lessons that you learn, and then you step up and apply it to your life. You have deeper connected relationships. You produce more at work. You take those risks and those steps to start your own business, start a relationship, take your relationship to the next level. You finally actually, in a real life example, go to the gym so you work out at your body. You don't just do this to feel good. You know, that's a really important distinction. It's something I want to stress. It's really important to me as a coach, as a teacher, as a mentor, someone who is really into this MTC, mental toughness conditioning, as I brand it, motivation, mental strategies, whatever it might be, because I know that just showing up and stretching yourself and also knowing that you're doing something that the average person wouldn't do by listening to a podcast like this, it's really important to me that you actually do something with it. You see, I think you know my story is, you know, I was introduced to this when I was 21 years old, and I just have been so passionate about it ever since then, not just doing it myself and applying it to my life, but also sharing it with as many people as humanly possible. And it was part of it because I knew I needed this stuff. And, you know, they say to teach is to learn twice. So every time I shared it with other people, I became better. I had to walk my talk. And hopefully you're doing the same things too. Maybe when I joke around about, hey, just listen to the Morning Connection podcast. Because I know just by you listening to this powerful information and inspiration, you can't help but learn from it, grow from it, and apply it even unconsciously, even if you don't really make this superhuman effort to apply it, you will in little ways to apply it to your life and have a higher quality of life. I just know that because you can't help but do so when you immerse yourself in this process. You start loving it, you do it on a consistent basis. I do want more than for you than just getting results by happenstance, just through indirect, just being exposed to it. When we create a definite plan on how we're going to apply this to your life, you'll get better results, right? So let's make a planned effort to apply this. The reason why that, all of this, why I'm taking the time and talking about it right now is because I've been in the seminar world and a lot of other people since I was 21. I've seen people going down the same route and exposing themselves to the same type of information. And maybe, like I said, you're one of the few people you know who pushes yourself to listen to this type of material. But really, collectively around the world with 7 billion people, there are groups of people like you and like me who are into this stuff. And one challenge that I've had is this stuff can make you feel good. It can make me feel good. And sometimes we just feel good and we don't really do much with it. Or we don't do as much with it as we can. Because we feel good. Remember I talked about that bullseye that really everybody's after. And it's really something to think about with you and other people. We all have different routes or different beliefs or different time frames to grow in our lives, mentally, emotionally, right? But everybody's bullseye at the moment, they're evaluating how happy you are. Sometimes if you're really happy, you're too satisfied. And that's okay. Life isn't about just grinding yourself all the time, right, to the next level. You can be happy. You can be happy. And you should realize that. I'm sure you do. The thing is that, you know, if you're just listening to a podcast like this or motivational material and you're not actually doing anything with it, or you don't have a structured, conscious plan to do something with it, then you're not using all the power. Right? It's just part of the process. It would be like going to the gym and just being happy with the fact that you go to the gym on a consistent basis. You go to the gym and people admire you for going to the gym. You're one of the few around you who do that. You know what to your way around the gym. You know all about the cardio. You know all about the exercises and the training. You follow through most of the time. Then you're okay with that. You know, by just going to the gym, you're going to be more healthy. That doesn't mean you're going to maximize everything. If you get too satisfied just because you go through the motions, you got to do something with it. And that takes a new level, a different level of consciousness. And maybe by me just talking about it right now, you start thinking about that. Wow, I've learned a lot of things about myself during this Morning Connection podcast. Let's make a definite plan on how we're going to use it. It's so important to me. Like I said, as I go through the seminar world, just happened to be out of my comfort zone. I just realized this second round of 100 Morning Connection podcast, this is the first time I'm doing it from my hotel room right here, right now at 4 o'clock in the morning or so. Because I will not let you down whether or not I'm traveling. I am definitely going to make sure I follow through with my commitment. That's my identity. That's my vision. Those are the rules that I set up for myself. And I'm so glad that, you know, I push myself to expose myself to this new information as I'm in San Diego, California right now. Because it's so easy for me to stay in my pattern and tell myself it's working. I know that I get to expose myself to new ideas, new people, new surroundings. If anything, just to appreciate how much I've pushed myself and everything that I've learned. Think about that, about you can take on more. I can take on more, right? I was worried about things like, you know, following through, keeping packed. Here we are at this Morning Connection podcast and on our way to 200. Don't want to break my string. Want to keep my pattern together. Mass Machine Nutrition, that's... Everything's going well there and got a lot of parts moving. And I thought of a million reasons why I shouldn't get out of my comfort zone. My wife needs me. My baby needs me. As a matter of fact, yesterday, like I said, this is the first time that I've been away from home in a long time. And man, I tell you, right when I was done with this seminar, this information, settled down, hit the bed in the hotel room, and I just slept straight. I don't know. I don't know how long it's been since I was just out, right? There's not a baby that needs my attention, my wife's attention. My wife's getting up, I'm getting up. And so the first thing is, wow, that sleep feels great, right? But then I thought, oh man, I felt bad because my wife needs me, you know. I need to be at home helping her. She's got to go through all that alone, right? We make all these reasons not to stretch ourselves, not to grow. And you realize that you have so much more inside of you. I can. I do have the equipment. I do have the desire to follow through anyway, so I can overcome that. You know, I'm in constant communication all day long with my nephew, taking care of some things at home with Mass Machine Nutrition. There is a way. And before I thought about stretching myself, there was all those reasons why I should just stay in my comfort zone, right? And so, again, so I'm taking my ability to help you to a higher level, investing myself, taking time, getting out of my comfort zone to become better and better at what I do, and you're going to be the beneficiary of this in addition to my family and myself, you know, again, win-win situations. But I realize in this process, a lot of times, as I see it, and again, this is my pet peeve, is that, you know, a lot of times people aren't doing anything with information. They like the connection of people just like them, the process. And I realize, you know, I'm not judging because I'm realizing that, you know, that's their bullseye, to be happy. They have their journey. And just because I may not think that they're doing enough with this information, they're just too satisfied with feeling good, satisfied by being in an environment like this with movers and shakers and people who want to take their lives to the next level. They're too satisfied with that, and they're not maybe taking this information aggressively, applying it to their lives because they feel good. But that's just my perception of what's going on. It's none of my business, really, how people apply things to their life. I just want the best for everyone. I want the best for myself. I want the best for you. And I just think that during this Morning Connection podcast, I'm just throwing things out there for you to think about. Again, if they apply to your life and you do something with it, that's awesome, right? Not to pass judgment. So I need to make sure that I use everything as I'm pushing myself, right? And so that's what I want to talk about today is it time now? Now that you've heard my version of the world and everything I've pushed myself through, right? Like I said, you know, being exposed to this type of mental toughness conditioning, this type of motivation, mental strategies, peak performance, just been so immersed in it for so long. And then, you know, I took it to areas of my life personally for so long, and then I became, you know, a coach, a teacher through bodybuilding, implementing motivation, mental strategies, and training and nutrition and everything that people do, brought over the Man Formation program, years and years of coaching and teaching it, and here we are at a couple hundred Morning Connection podcasts in addition to many, many more podcasts throughout that, all right? And so I've given you a part of my world, my passion. So while you are off doing all your other things that you're awesome at, I give you a part of my expertise and perspective that you can immediately apply to your life. Great, 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 great. Okay, it's making you think. It's making you question and think about that those feelings and emotions that you want, those goals that you really want, your day-to-day actions, if they are indeed helping you get to that vision that you've now taken the time to really think about and refine every single day. All right? But we don't want to stop there. We just don't want to be happy and fulfilled and with this whole process. It's not about necessarily about going to the gym, although this could be fun. It's about what it produces in your physical body, that extreme level of health that you really want, or that great-looking physical body, more muscle, less body fat, right? So this is all an effort to have those results, to produce a higher quality of life. You are not the same person you were when you started listening to these Morning Connection podcasts, you know, 100 days ago, 200 days ago, whatever it is for you. Even if You've been listening to this Morning Connection podcast just for a couple weeks. You've been stimulating. You've had a lot of thoughts stimulated. Hopefully you've taken them into your life little by little, right? You're a better person. You're a better man. You're a better woman, right? Maybe now is the time to reset with this new level of awareness and daily disciplines and habits. Now you don't do certain things or you do certain things, and reset the new you. And now set a new set of goals, a new constitution, a new vision, a new set of daily disciplines, a new you based on this new information that you can actually apply to your life. When I think about all the goals that I've set with my beautiful, amazing wife and mother, Carrie, we've made so much growth and process and progress towards the goals that we set out together as a team just a couple of years ago. Some major things that really, when I set them with her, when we set these goals myself, is that, sure, intellectually, I knew that we could achieve these things, right? They're not that outrageous, right? We may have not been successful at manifesting those things in our lives, those feelings and emotions, that lifestyle, the family previously in our lives, but intellectually, we knew it wasn't impossible, even though we weren't actually doing it, and we said we always wanted that for our lives. There was a lot of things, as you know, that you got to get straight in your life. You got to get all your feelings and emotions and things lined out, and then you got to check off certain things, that there's a certain hierarchy of things that you need to check out before you move on to the next ones, right? Those basic emotions and needs before you start focusing on the higher things. There was a lot of things like that together that we needed to form before we started working towards the bigger goals. And we've done those things. We've done a lot of those things. And we're not the same people when we first started setting these goals years ago. A lot of things are checked off. A lot of the things that really, again, we intellectually knew we can create in our lives, we weren't doing them before, right? But we're doing them now. We've done those things now. We are a stronger couple. We're stronger people because we've applied the things that I talk about, at least to some level. And those things that we've done that seem like nice things that I guess we intellectually knew we could achieve and have and feel and look at our beautiful daughter's eyes, and we knew we could have those, even though, again, we weren't actually doing those in our lives before this time. Well, those are big chunk things that were once just dreams or hopes, right? And now with this stronger couple that we are, stronger individuals, and those big chunks out of the way, it's time to set those bigger, higher goals, right? Maybe it's time for a reset for you now. With all of these new emotions and thoughts and feelings that you've learned with the Morning Connection podcast, even if it's only been a couple weeks. So those things, those emotions that you have more in control, you can take those more for granted and not feel as though you still need to work on those things. And the stuff is cleared to be the bigger, stronger you. Right? Let's go back to the gym analogy. To me, it's such a natural way to go to this analogy. You know, interesting story is that, you know, when I was finished with my bodybuilding career, I mean, I'm really passionate about this. I really believe what made me successful in bodybuilding, which makes anyone else who is successful at what they do, it's the mindset, right? So I really was eager to get into this. And, you know, I kind of wanted to shed the whole bodybuilding and training thing, all the fitness analogies, right? Until this one man who I respected was this man called Arnold Schwarzenegger. Obviously massively successful in many, many areas of his life, right? I wasn't, even though I was in bodybuilding, I'm not like a lot of other bodybuilders, I wasn't this big, huge Arnold fan. Oh, sure, I loved Arnold. I respected him. I know what he's done for bodybuilding. But I wasn't this big, huge Arnold fanatic like bodybuilders who are 55 years old, all the way to as young as 15 years old, who weren't even born in his heyday of bodybuilding. They just love Arnold. I wasn't one of those guys. But now that I'm done with bodybuilding, right, and I'm searching for, you know, my next path, how to go about it, how I'll present myself. It was that Arnold Schwarzenegger who, although he was a bodybuilder, he was a very successful entrepreneur. He was a very successful actor and also a very successful politician, celebrity. And when he keeps on using these gym analogies, right, like I'm using to emphasize my points, then all of a sudden maybe it's okay. It's good for Arnold how massively successful he is. And so that's an interesting evolution that I've gone through. It's okay to use all my fitness analogies. To me, it's just so natural because I know a lot of the people who listen to this podcast, maybe it's you, know me from this bodybuilding and training world. And so for us, it's so natural, right? Talk about fitness. But I do know that most people either want to go to the gym, have gone to the gym a period of time, and they can feel this too, right? So what I'm saying during this Morning Connection podcast, is it time for a reset with this new you? Because if at one time you're just so challenged just to get to the gym, just to wake up, to go early, find the right time for you. Find the exercise clothes, feel comfortable at the right gym, right, with the people, to know the whole gym etiquette thing, to how to use the exercise, how to incorporate your eating. It was just some big, massive confusion for you that you finally have, you know, mastered. Where now it's like, boom, boom, your body wakes up at a certain time. Even without an alarm clock, you go to the gym. You don't even know what it would be like not to go to the gym anymore. And you're very conscious that, am I eating the things throughout the day to support all this work that I'm doing? And maybe your body has improved physically. The results have improved so much. There, you know, it should be time for a reset with your, now that certain things are just the way you think and the way you do, you don't struggle just to go to the gym. It's time to reset there, for example. And it's like, well, how do I use this bench press to directly stimulate the muscle growth? How do I get to that higher and higher level now that those basic things that you struggled with so much before, your thoughts and action, you don't have to worry about those anymore. You can take those for granted. Or maybe you always have to, you know, monitor yourself. But now it's time to set newer and higher goals now that you got all the junk cleared or the basics cleared. Maybe it's time right now for you to sit down with your wife or really sit down with yourself first, right, and establish new goals and a new vision, this new code of conduct with you now that you've had a couple weeks or a couple months going through this Morning Connection podcast. What would your life be? Think about it. You've grown so much in your thoughts and actions. You don't have to worry about that junk, that basics anymore. Let's put this manformation. This transformation, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual journey that you're on, let's put it into overdrive. And maybe right now is that time for that reset. Let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you? Like I said, for me, some things are so simple, but they can just really impress you, and you need to take those in. The fact that I broke out of my structured pattern from early in the morning to late at night to do something to take the quality of my life, my family's life, the extra level of sacrifice and dedication to get out of my pattern and to introduce new thoughts. Something even as simple as that could be one of those things that can impress even you. When finding a way to run Mass Machine Nutrition with incorporating the help of my nephew and email and smartphones and whatever to make it happen. We do have that capability. It's will we stretch ourselves to use it? Whether it's a big thing, small thing. See, those things you need to take in that impress even you. What was that magic moment for you when you said, wow, life is pretty darn good? What's that one feeling, that one emotion, that gigantic goal, option, again, material possession? What is it for you? Take 3 seconds right now and visualize what that is for you. If you're new to the process, think about something that you really, really want, that you would really have to stretch yourself. It's not something that you can do the next couple weeks or even a couple months. It's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up, doing the things that I talk about during this morning connection and actually applying to your life. It's going to take you months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, really being that person you know you can be to actually achieve it. Because when it's something huge like that, you put more pressure on yourself to step up and find ways to actually use the information that you're taking in to actually use your talents and abilities. It puts pressure on you to think more about it. You think about your day-to-day actions. You think about, am I stretching myself? When it's a huge goal. So take 3 seconds right now and visualize what that is, what you want. If you've already been doing this, make it more clear in your mind. Is what you're doing the highest and best and most efficient use of your time that's helping you get to the results that you really want? Those long-term results and not short-term feelings or peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And what is the result that you really want? All right, guys. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time, for doing this, for you listening to this Morning Connection podcast. Thank you so much for putting your faith and trust in me. Hey, thank you so much. I know many of you are going through this process and you're thinking, wow, man, these Morning Connection podcasts are really helpful. I know with Skip in my life, right? I know I can take my life to the next level. I have this coaching one-on-one. I know a lot of you guys are out there, it's marinating, and you're thinking, what's the right moment to actually send Skip that email, to get that one-on-one personal attention? I'll tell you, I've been thinking about all these different ways because I've been working with you guys in so many different ways, whether it's through emails or indirectly through this podcast. I'm figuring out all these different kind of ways for us to do this. And it's not just my extensive weekly program. I've got some programs in the work where we can connect once a month or twice a month. And maybe that can fit in your budget. I know a lot of you are thinking about, wow, this guy, man, he knows what he's doing. Man, I know this guy. I know my life can be better if I had Skip in my life as this coach. Seems like he's really busy. Seems like he's put a lot of time and effort. Man, he must be really expensive. All right. Well, with my programs that are less intense, less weekly, less part of me, you can still get a part of it that may fit in this budget. So just letting you know about it, I will mention it more. Is that surprising, right? I'm always looking for the highest quality, most determined people to work with. It makes my life and my business so much better if I can just find you and your most determined self. Right? It's just such a win-win. And so that's why I talk about this. I do have a really full schedule, but I'm always looking for the best people to work with, especially when some people are done with their sessions or whatever. I just want to work with the highest quality people like you. And that's why I continually mention it, whether you're thinking, wow, this guy, is his schedule full? So again, don't worry about if my schedule's full or not. You never know to send that email. And also, like I said, I have different programs. So the point I'm making is a lot of guys assume that what I must charge, they can't afford it, although they need it. So number one, that may or may not be true. You got to send the email. Let's talk about that. All right. And then the second thing is I've got different programs that may fit into your budget so you can get some of this personal attention. All right. Hey, thanks for listening. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.